Hello everyone, and thank you for joining in on another episode of the 3D Print Show. Yesterday we got in all of our new parts for the big printer, and we already have them installed. So we have a new metal extruder for the top that help feed the filament through. We got a new tubing that's a little bit better, and then a new hot end. Now the wiring wasn't long enough, so I kind of just fed it differently. So we will see how that works. Actually, I got all the parts in on Saturday. Yesterday, I got in my transparent red, actually, filament that I'm going to be using on my Mandalorian print. And today we got in these red circled lights. Now they're supposed to be, they're called car door warning lights. The circles that are 5 LED. We're not even going to be using them for that. So it's going into my Mando build. These are going to be like his charges, grenade charges, and we will print out the housings for them. Actually, I think I have the bases. I've already printed out. I don't know if I have them around here anywhere, but the red will be the topper, transparent red. Actually, didn't really matter what color they were because they shine, the lights are red, but I figured I'd just go ahead and order a transparent red anyway to fill it in. Actually, looking around on my table, I'm not seeing them. I guess I'll have to reprint some more. But how these are set, and if you're looking to do a Mandalorian print, then this is what you're going to be looking for. I got these from, like, not even $15 on Amazon. You got four of them. You only need three for the build. Once you got the battery set in, it's on a magnet. When the piece removes from the magnet, then it starts flashing for a few seconds, and then it'll circulate itself. And once it attaches back to the magnet, it shuts off. So, and that is exactly what we want these grenade charges to do, because that's exactly what they did. So we've got that. I probably won't mess with them a whole lot just yet. And those will print later. I think I'm going to do a test print with this red filament, just because I've never used a transparent red. So I think we're gonna do a cube, a normal profile on, not the Ender, do the JO, since I just changed up some stuff. And XYZ calibration cube. You can download that for free on Thingiverse. For my current settings, it says it's going to take about 36 minutes. So we'll rough draft it to about 40. And we've got that saved to my card. Let's bring it over here. Pop it back in. Oh, helps to put it in correctly. Now, I'm hoping these upgrades not only help my prints, but also just help the quality and help last longer and everything. That's what we're hoping for, at least. And I honestly, I really do hope just the quality in general has helped. and just help me not get any issues. Let's see. So on the last hot end, yeah, the last hot end that we had on here, it had a bigger nozzle on it. I mean, it was still a 0.4 nozzle, but the threading was bigger, and I could never find that nozzle. This one is actually the same nozzles as my Ender 3, so that will help me out a lot. So that's the other reason I swapped this one out. These are, I got everything off Amazon. I believe altogether, I didn't even spend $30. So, wasn't a bad deal at all. This new filament, set this phone, hopefully y'all can hear me better. This new filament, now I used a different brand than I normally use, because I normally use Sunloom. This one is Hatchbox. Never used it. I've heard good things. We're going to try it out. But this, if I can get it fed, this is from Hatchbox. Like I said, it's transparent red. I've heard good things. I've never used anything that's transparent. Already, I don't know. It doesn't feel as stiff. As strong. It's the same sizing. It's a 0.75 millimeter. So, I don't know. Maybe it'll work just fine. We will for sure find out. I should have preheated. Okay, we got that preheating now. But yeah, I've never used Hatchbox. It seems like it's a decent quality. Maybe, I don't know. I think what's throwing me off is the transparent of it. It doesn't seem as great. The packaging was great. It had the dry pack in it, so I'll try it out. It's just a regular PLA. It's 1.75 millimeter. Temperature wise, let's see, where's that? Oh, okay. They want you to print at 180 to 210, which is about what I print anyway. I print at 210 on this big printer. So that's what we will try out at. I did not print. So for this die, okay, yeah, I've got it on a raft. Try to make sure what I'm doing here. I'm going to go ahead and select it and let it heat. I've already re-leveled the bed. You definitely want to re-level it after you do anything, like a nozzle change, hot end change, anything. So I've got the bed re-leveled to what I think is the closest. Hope things still warming up. My printer doesn't look as clean as it did just because the wire is exposed. But I do plan on printing out kind of like a snake accordion thing to help protect it as it prints. So we'll see how that goes. I do want to print something on my little printer. Let's see. I think we will print something on it. I think we'll print out the gravity charges. You can find the Mando gravity charges on Thingiverse as well. I had them on there, or I had them on my computer, but I do not see them. So let's plug up the card for that one. I'm not gonna format or calibrate or anything. Move to object and go ahead and swap printers. I'm trying to think what to search. Okay, looks like the big printer is printing. Wow, right off the bat, it is doing phenomenal. I'll let it go and we'll talk more about it, see what it does. Let's see, Mando charge maybe? Nothing. Let's just search a minute. If I can't find him, I'm searching Mandalorian. I've got it saved. It's gonna be a lot of Mandalorian stuff. As I'm thinking about this. Let's see, where is... Wow, they really don't want you to find this. Okay, Thingiverse 9 in. The great thing about Thingiverse is you can create a profile and save all the prints that you are printing or want to print. It is very, very helpful. Let's see, go to my likes. It's for sure going to be buried in here, but at least it's going to be easier to find. Oh wow, right off the bat on top. So I've got it split into three pieces. I don't know what the three pieces. I know what two pieces are, but I don't know what the third is. Okay, let's go to Think File. Okay, so it's got. First, you'll search on Thingiverse the Mandalorian detonator / breach charge. Is what they have it labeled. It'll look like three different pieces. It has two files on it, a hollow and a solid detonator. We want the hollow because we're going to build this up together. Okay, looks like it downloaded. Okay, we're gonna load it up. Hollow detonator. Okay, it looks like it's gonna give you three pieces. I don't know how this is supposed to turn out, but we'll print like that. Looks like if you just do the three pieces as one piece total, it's 2 hours and 27 minutes, but we want to multiply object three We want to multiply two copies. So three copies total on a... I'll swap it to high quality. I don't want to do much work to these. Creality PLA material. Let it think a minute. 13 hours and 41 minutes. Let's compare that to the normal. I believe I'm still going to do high quality. So, again, high quality is 13 hours, 41 minutes. Wow. Normal is 7 hours and 38 minutes. I think we're still going to do high quality. That way, we'll take out some of the roughness. Not as much work into it. I have mine. It'll always put your one piece dead center, and I'll just multiply it by two, so we put one on each end. You can move them around if you want, but I'm just going to leave them like that, honestly. Let's see, we're going to do a raft platform. I like how it's looking. We don't need any support structures. So we are going to go ahead and save it to the SD card. While that's going, we are going to preheat PLA. Go ahead and preheat the nozzle and my bed. And we are going to go ahead and apply the glue stick. Everyone kind of has their own methods to help adhesion. I like the glue stick method. It's always worked for me. There are some stuff on Amazon that people claim is really good. Well, I don't know if people claim, actually. I haven't found anyone that's used it. But the ad with the posting claims it's really good. But apparently it is a kind of a roll-on. It's not a glue stick, but an adhesion promoter that somebody sells on Amazon for printing. If it's any good, I don't know. I will for sure purchase some at some point to try out and talk with you guys on it and do some tests, but I just use the cheap old Dollar Tree or $1.25 tree now glue stick packs. I think you get four in a pack. Okay, I'm gonna select hollow detonator. The printer's gonna continue warming up, so it's like right about there. And I'm gonna go, it's gonna take a little bit longer because on this printer I turn the speed down to 75. I run my nozzle at 200 and my bed at 60. And my fan speed I keep about 255. And this is my Ender 3 V2. We'll take a look at the transparent red. Wow, that is looking really good. It's printing strong. We're doing a 200 nozzle. 200 temp nozzle. 60 bed. It's currently at 61. Fans at 50%. And this is my JO or Sunlu S8. It looks like the extruder is doing really well. I'm not getting any hang up in the new tubing. And this new nozzle, or this new hot end, is just fantastic. Now this is the same hot end as I have upgraded in my Ender 3. Ender 3 is actually having some issues. I actually feel the nozzles probably clogged on it, so I'll do a change out on it. Here, disable stepper. I went and doubted this nozzle's clogged. This nozzle's been on there for a while. That is about it for this episode. Next episode, we'll come back and we'll talk how this transparent red did, how the new extruder and the new hot end do on this printer as well. Hopefully, I'll have some more Mandalorian stuff done, especially if I can get this nozzle swapped out, we'll be good to go and starting printing again. So thanks for listening, and I hope to have some more new content for you guys soon.